Hello friends, we are studying the subject of customer centric organization. We are on chapter 11, which is about transform business process through business intelligence. Across all the 13 chapters, other than say chapter 5, this I attribute as very significant importance because it really gives you a way a business can transform by using intelligence and appropriate business processes. So let's set the objective for us. First, we will understand what is business intelligence. How do you stay ahead in the, stay ahead in the curve vis-a-vis the competition with the decision-centric business intelligence. So how the business intelligence can be used for decision making. Understand the concept of business process management and predictive business process management, PBPM and BPM. Using BPM for competitive advantage. Now, how do you use business process management for creating a competitive advantage? Customer experience transformation. So how do you create an experience based transformation, a framework to achieve measurable results? So it is not merely a transformation, but way that you can measure your transformation success and blueprint of customer experience. So quite an interesting topic and objective to cover. So let's begin. For organizations in nearly every area, creating efficient business operations can deliver very competitive and operational advantage. Organizations, if they create operationalization which is very efficient, lot of advantage and lot of competitive benefits come, which is a unwritten rule. Many organizations find they can transform business process by removing. How do you do that transformation? So by removing the duplicate process or remove unnecessary steps or automate part of the process or make it self-service part of the process, so customer handles it. So that way one can really make the business process dynamic, active, agile every time. So business, there are various tools that one uses for doing such kind of a thing, which is business intelligence, business process management, and outsourcing non-critical functions to the trusted third party. So this is how company can reorient itself when it comes to business process management. So these are the three areas. Customers have more power today. So that's you and me also know. Influence and reach through social media. They can influence their views and they put up their views and they influence views of others towards you through social media. More options and choices to whom to buy from. Which channel to refer to. High expectations about customer service. They expect because they have a visual demonstrations available. Visual demonstrations are always created as a zero level, defect or high end customer expectation building. But that also creates a flip side of it is that customer expectations have risen in terms of service. In today's ultra-competitive business environment, looking back to historical performance is no longer a guarantee to stay ahead in curve. Past performance is not a guarantee for the future success in today's highly ultra-competitive advantage as it is written. So what will help you? So organization need to be able to anticipate future outcome as well. Understand not only what happened in the past, what is happening now, but also what is likely to happen. Now this likely to happen based on the past is not the sure shot winning strategy. That's where this business process intelligence etc. comes in. Being a technology leader means staying a step ahead at every turn. The key to customer satisfaction is anticipating people's need before anyone else. Say take the Apple example. And if you go back and Steve Jobs, certain quotes and all also, if you see, he says, he breaks our fundamental understanding that you must work to understand the need of the customer and then develop the product. He has gone way ahead that you must work in such a way that you not only forecast the customer's need, develop yourself and present to customers. And at that time, he realizes that he has that need. So you see that anticipating people need before anyone else, before even consumer themselves realize, if you can anticipate nothing like it. Developing new technologies and innovative solutions that provide customers with a distinct competitive advantage. Sony introduced Walkman, There was a kind of a cassette player that we were hanging out here. Many companies have followed. National has introduced it. Many other companies have followed. But Apple, they didn't come out with that. They came with iPad, iPod, or this thing. It was just a kind of a small square out here. Put it into collar, store thousands of songs, and listen to it. So that's a totally different technology that they brought in. That has revolutionized the way music was carried and heard. So that's what one has to understand. So now come to a point where we want to understand what is business intelligence. Business intelligence, BI, is a very broad category which is used to create an applications and technologies for gathering. This is like about your ability using technology and various other nodal points, wherein you gather information, store it, analyze when needed, and provide an access to data to help enterprise user make a better business decision. Decision based on information, decision based on information being analyzed. BI applications include activities such as, so what does BI application have? When you put the BI application stake in the organization, decision support system, okay, they have a DSS as they call, which enables, there are various models of decision making. Using an appropriate model and put the information, you get certain indicative outcomes. Query and reporting, it helps you to generate query, it helps you to get the reporting, etc. Online analytical processing, OLAP, okay. Statistical analysis, it does a various statistical tool application on the information, the data that you have stored. Enables you to forecast using correlation, regression, or any other this thing. But yes, this is on the past data. So there are other models that allows you to do an independent other assessments. Data mining, it mines your data to get certain unheard or unexpected outcome. Identify their most profitable customers. It helps you to finally identify most profitable customers and quickly detect warranty reported problems, etc. Study the warranty, entire, you know, warranty, what is going wrong, why you have to spend more on what kind of warranty, the root cause, various things. So it helps in many ways. That's what it tries to tell you. You must have, what do you mean to say, these are those activities that one can have under business intelligence. You may add, and here it is warranty return, you may say the, you know, sales closure rate, you may say that way, conversion rate, etc., failure of lead closure failures, etc. So that kind of, you can add those parameters. BI applied in the marketing. So now BI, when you bring into the marketing environment, can be a powerful way to achieve the level of customer understanding needed before any relevant program that you can design and execute. Add a customer interaction platform. How do you do that? There is a BI, this thing, platforms have a customer interaction platform that supports business rules, triggers, and personalization. So it will follow the rules that you have created. It's an interaction platform. It interacts, allows an interaction with the customer, but based on certain business rules, based on certain triggers and personalization. Recently said new laptop has been purchased. Various triggers have happened. The moment the payment was made, the triggers have happened. So I started getting a confirmation about my order. I started getting confirmation about my warranty being extended up to so and so time, my warranty code, etc. I was guided how to start and install antivirus. So various triggers have happened. And all this is personalized. Dear Mr. Hathi, okay, my warranty card has my name, etc. So you see that this has started happening. That is a result of business intelligence. Has the technology tools needed to deliver relevant communication cost effectively? Now, this automation, use of artificial intelligence, all these things in the business platform or a business intelligence based platform facilitates doing the communication very cost effectively. Business intelligence tools facilitates a deeper understanding of customer, their behavior with the organization. So they go, because data mining has been done by them. So they will pull out the past purchases from Mr. A.V. Hathi from this mobile number, which is a tracker. Wherever I am buying a card, I am using, etc. This is a tracker for them. So then they can look at what is this number is buying at various platforms or various touch points. So for example, a national specific specialty cleaning. So there is a company which is, say, not necessarily an Indian company, but this example is the book based, so I have covered, wherein what they said, okay, they have applied this business intelligence to their data. Company was able to better understand the customers and specific service request pattern has emerged. They realized that there are various types of pattern. Some customers ordering cleaning every 3 months, okay, every 6 months, once a year. The company also discovered that a high percentage of customers use the service only once and never requested additional service. So that's a big opportunity loss that they have faced in the past. Just because this was done, they came to know, okay, this is also happening. So you see the power of business intelligence, empowering business intelligence through business intelligence transformation. So making your business intelligence empowered by creating a transition, by making your system business intelligence ready or business intelligence aligned. BI transformation framework. So, what is the business intelligence transformation framework? How do you graduate to business intelligence? Tool selection and standardization. So, first of all, you have to identify the platform, that is an IT decision platform that you will take, and various standardizations that you will bring in the organizations. Only standardization of ways of working, standardization in your policies, process, discounting pattern, then only the analysis will help. Report rationalizations. You will create and identify core reports. You will create a standard template. You will create a periodicity, platform transformation. So you will create a transition from X platform, or say from manual to automation. There are two aspects to the platform transformation. Technology migration. You may have to migrate to a different platform. Okay, so that's a migration. These are all IT terms, don't get very this thing. But I have to give up my current system and adopt a new system. I have to give up my, say, SAP system and adopt Oracle system, because that is what, say, is supposed to give me better BI. So that's what I'm just giving a reference. A branding is just, brand use is just for the understanding, not necessarily that they are like that. Change management from a user perspective. You have to create change within the organizations, looking at your user, who all are going to use this particular system for decision making. Create a governance and roadmap definition. So have certain governing principles and have the roadmap defined so that everyone tries to align with that. So with this four framework steps, you graduate towards business intelligence ready. So that's what this means. It is only logical for a firm to think about business process automation to reduce the running cost. So logically, when you do that, business process is automatized. When you make a business process as much as automotive, you reduce the running cost. Enables the firm to increase the business productivity. So cost reduction, the productivity improvement, and empowers the firm to know what they need to know at the right time. So triggers are coming to the decision makers at the right time. When analyzed information is reviewed, also you get to know what you are supposed to know at the right time. Okay. Now, there is a infographics out here which is showing you the what it covers within business intelligence. Okay, business intelligence. So it has an analytics, it has a data mining, it is OAP. We have just understood what is OAP. BPR, business process reengineering, benchmarking, that is how you benchmark yourself with the best in the industry. Okay, data warehousing and mining, where will all the past data get stored and when mined it is available, and entire the reporting structure. So that makes the entire business intelligence system. So that's what business intelligence system, and that is what is the automation. This, when using an IT platform, you create process automation. So many things out of this will start happening as per the triggers you are provided. So several utilities of business process automation, friends. You automate the process and improve the productivity. I've just covered, means various things you will start happening on its own, will give the relevant information at the right time. You don't duplicate the manual effort needed to produce any reports, etc. Transform the raw information into more meaningful reports. Lot of raw information that is getting collected and available in the warehouse. You make a meaningful report that can be used to analyze and improve your business activities, areas and strategies. You not only you see which sector is doing good, You will come to know within your SBU, strategic business unit, which sector is doing good. We'll also be able to pinpoint the areas that need better management, where the lapses are occurring. Operation, HR, management, marketing, production, what is it, you know? And therefore, you are able to control the lapses well in time, and that will still give you better revenue. You can benchmark and improve the overall process. Benchmark with the other best in the industry or other industry, and you study them, how they do similar things differently. And if you integrate them within, your overall process efficiency, productivity will improve. That is the result of business intelligence. So one of the aspects of business process automation is staying ahead. Okay, staying ahead. So how does this happen? Staying ahead of the curve with decision-centric business intelligence. So business process automation and business intelligence. So how you stay ahead using business intelligence for decision making, making a whole organization decision centric, and decision centricity is out of business intelligence applications. So keep your eyes open for change before it happens. Because you are practicing business intelligence and various analyzed data is fitted to you in time, you are able to see the change that is happening much before maybe others, such that you are already thought through who you are going to make critical adjustment before it is too late. So how are you going to, not who, how are you going to make required adjustments? Your plans are afoot. You could visualize that this change is required. So your plans are already afoot, and therefore you are embarked on that journey. So much before it is too late, when the situation strikes, you are kind of almost ready. Ahead of the curve means being able to anticipate and get an insight to consumer buying behavior. Ahead of curve means you are able to even see the change in the buying behavior, the current buying behavior, what is changing, where it is changing, why it is changing. And if you are able to understand that, you are able to develop your strategy and tactics accordingly, or you are able to modify your tactics, you may not modify your strategy, and still gather better benefit out of your ongoing promotion initiative, ongoing advertising, etc., as the case may be. So we come to understand this particular framework with decision-centric business intelligence. So here is the framework. It rests on, the core of that is the insight. Okay. So insight covers four areas. Insight about the consumer, insight about point of purchase, channel and customer. So what is happening at that level, channel level and customer interaction, point of purchase level, if anything happening, shopper, that is the one who comes for shopping, and the category, what is shifting, what is changing in the category. So that is what you will come to know. So first of all, you start with this insight, consumer shopper needs. You try to understand consumer as a shopper and his need. Where to purchase and or consume. So where do they buy from, or where do they consume the service? Okay, shopper is what to purchase and or consume. So what are they buying or consuming? Where, what, consumption and use, category wise, what is happening in that category, consumption and use of it, and consumer, whether he is resorting to repeat purchase. You can even add a referral. So that's the power of business intelligence, and this is a framework. Once you understand and apply this in your business, you definitely tend to get these outcomes, this as a report. Now when equipped with this, your decision making will be well in time and before competitive actions. The objective of getting ahead of the curve, why you want to stay ahead of the curve, is there are threefold. Take advantage of opportunity that might arise, which you may otherwise miss. You are ahead of curve means you are before even others are thinking about it. Now you are therefore able to take advantage, which otherwise, if you do not practice business intelligence, you may miss. Prevent disasters. So some threat is about to hit you, you prepare yourself. So you prevent disaster and be better prepared if you can't. And if nothing can happen to prevent disaster, you get better prepared to face it at least and minimize the loss. The job of intelligence in increasingly anticipating and recognizing and preparation. So, job of intelligence is increasingly is to anticipate, recognize and prepare. Anticipate what is going to happen. Recognize this is about to happen or this is like most likely and therefore aid you in preparation. The job of management is to be master of events by getting and staying ahead of the curve. So, now that you are equipped with this, management has to just two things which will either extract the opportunity or minimize the loss. So, they have to create incidences and events. So, that's what it tries to tell you. Many companies wait too long to attempt transformation. Many companies wait for the right opportunity and they do so only when signs of trouble become obvious. So, most ironic part is you do such transformation, you attempt such transformation when troubles are at your door, okay, which is inevitably too late. Means the transformation will get derailed because you will be then faced with the disaster, faced with the problem. You might altogether leave your initiative to be customer centric. High performers change before they must, knowing that the best way to transform is from position of strength. So, those who are leader today have been that because they continuously, despite of their laurels, despite of their continuous success, they never lose sight to change needed. They never lose sight of how they can be ahead of curve. High performing companies sense the need for market changes early and act accordingly. They are constantly in touch with the market, consumer. They can sense the change that is happening and therefore prepare accordingly. Companies create a readiness for challenges by introducing a steady stream of capabilities, building and performance improving initiatives. Now, to prepare for the future, you have to have a steady stream of capabilities, talent joining your organizations. You have to create their capability. You have to develop capability of the existing employees with you. Okay. And make a performance improving initiative. Take those baby steps to improve the performance of your individuals. They create management teams that drive successful change. They create management team that drive successful change. So, there is a team formation early by assembling and empowering the right team. So, team is formed, they are pulled in early, they are from the right divisions, department, etc. They are empowered. Okay. So, therefore, and they are given a challenge. Challenge is how to extract the opportunity well or how to defend against the threat. This consists of the three activities. This team formation has to do three things. Putting right people. So, you have to pull right people with right competency and capability. Supporting them with the right resources. To perform certain tasks, you require resources. Like if you do not equip them with the right resources, they are like people with the cut hands. So, they cannot do much. So, equip them with the right resources and ensure that everyone on the team is pull in the same direction. So, they have a clear direction. What is the reason why this team is formed? What is an objective that they have to achieve? And therefore, they are driven towards that, all collectively in one direction. So, that's a very foundation, fundamental, these three principles of creating a successful team. Business process management and predictive business process management. So, BPM and PBPM, we will try to understand. We have broadly understood business process management, but I think it will repeat certain essential things and then it will give you the perspective about PBPM. Business process management software and services improve the visibility and control of your business processes. So, what does business process software, whatever management that you understood, means gather, collate, compile, mine the data, analyze, infer, conclude and help with the strategic business decision through an insight. So, that's a business process. So, how does it happen? Through a software and you are able to have your business processes under control by certain metrics that you measure. So, helping to ensure that your business operations differentiate you from the competition. That is all the fundamental first thing because you will be staying ahead of curve. Deliver the right goods and services. It enables you to develop right solution, right goods and right services because you could visualize, you could foresee the changing need in the market. Meet the demand of your customers for consistency and convenience. Customers are always looking at convenience, they are always looking at variety, but they need consistency of service support and various things. So you meet that. PBM has also been referred to as a holistic management, because it is aligning an organization business process with the wants and need of the client. It facilitates, it aligns your entire organizations with the wants and need of the client. So we have understood the business process management and salient aspects of it essentially out here. Last point probably is that BPM continuously improves business effectiveness. BPM is a tool for a continuous improvement also, because it compares what you did before and allows you to do better. So every time there is an improvement expectation. So improve business effectiveness and efficiency while striving for innovation, striving for flexibility, making you agile, and integration with the technology. They always support you to integrate with new technology. Those developers will try to see that their earlier versions integrate. Even the new developer would not like to restrict their software being integrating with their own. They will want a wider this thing, because if suppose they have developed an higher order software or a platform, if that platform can interact with even other makes platform, that is so much so good for them, no? Because next stage company may consider them. So integration of a technology is a constant focus. So now we get into business process management provides market leading capabilities that can help your organizations. How BPM helps? So we are continue to understand BPM in totality. Now here is a marketing perspective that has been given to you. Optimize business operations with real-time visibility into work in progress through continuous process monitoring analysis. So various work in progress, various marketing initiative and program which you are planning to implement, you are able to monitor them well using analytics. You are able to also control them, accelerate the task completion through robust collaboration capabilities. So they offer you integrative robust capabilities which will accelerate the task. Okay, so people collaborate well together. Okay, cooperation and coordination. Cooperation is a word. They collaborate more to them is a collaboration, and when that happens, the waste of duplication or rejection due to not proper consultation, all those things will disappear. So as a this thing, collaborative capabilities will give a good result. Manage change confidently with intuitive governance. So you are managing the change with intuition also. Intuition is not based on blind this thing gut feel, but through a information, analyze information available to you. Deliver more meaningful customer engagement by extending business process to mobile. So now even the same business process management, if it is adaptable to mobile, so various triggers and automation that you have will also sync with the mobile of the customer. So customers will get a real-time update in his palm, okay, so that he is feeling a personalization vis-a-vis your organization. So that's the power of business process management. So what is then predictive business process management, PBPM? We understood what is BPM. So predictive business process model greatly enhances the efficiency of processes, improve the customer experience, and reduce potential risk. Thus, in predictive BPM, there is a close affinity between what is discovered and its execution. So predictive, as the word suggests, goes into, based on the past historic data, it predicts, and when it predicts, it generally improves, helps you to improve your processes, improve your customer experience. It will show you the fallouts that may happen, etc., and therefore it reduces the potential risk. You are being warned, pre-warned about likely fallout. And thus in predictive BPM, there is a close affinity between what is discovered and its execution. So you discover certain things, but predictive is kind of give you additional insights and even what likely scenarios, etc. So you are able to manage your execution well. There is an instance given, knowledge about a potential customers for credit risk could involve simple accumulation of a data. So earlier, whether the credit card payment is done in time or not, that was sufficient. Or information about the customer and application of a weighted formula to know about the measurement of the risk. So now you may, besides this payment track record, the salary inward that was happening in the account, whether that has gone up or gone down, etc. Accordingly, the defaults have taken place. So you try to have certain things correlated and create a predictive environment for that customer. The goal of PBM is to help decision makers better manage. So with that predictability, what happens? Managers are able to work out our likely solutions, plan, be ready. So there's a plan that they can make, understand and leverage their performance. So you not only understand what is going to happen or likely to happen, and thereby application of various things, you leverage and perform better. Consumers are also evolving. At the other end, they are exposed to so much of information, so much of digital tools, etc. So traditional shoppers are very much there, but they are joined by the new age, digitally powered, multi-channel customers. And as a result, operating model must be there to accommodate both. So now that's where the predictive business process management helps. The traditional customer may still be reluctant to share a lot of personal data, while new age customers, they know the power of providing personal data for them to be information ready, from them to be analysis ready, etc. So they share this and they leverage that for their own good. Few companies understand what actually happens as a customer moves from one interaction to the another. So customer is moving, you know, he has a need that is recognized, problem that is understood, and then he is moving in certain direction, which is attention, interest, desire and action. He is moving it. So he is getting to the information search, cognition ability, then attitude formation. Those are the movement that this talk about. One interaction to the another, to offer the best customer experience, it is necessary to connect customer facing and non-customer facing functions. Now, while this is happening on the customer side, if you, your silos which do not interact and take the required action, you will not be able to be proactively handle the changing customer profile and their behavior. So here you need to like overcome and create a sync between customer facing and non-customer facing functions. For example, an increasing number of companies are connecting internal data and analytic capabilities such as next best action. So this is what is happening also in real life. So based on that, the next best action information is available to the person who is dealing with the customer, and the contact center or the customer facing executive from the Salesforce are dynamically able to drive their interaction based on the real time insight or the predictive insight that is made available. So now we understand the next section, which is using BPM, business process management, for competitive advantage. How BPM can become your source of competitive advantage. Business process management helps your business become more competitive. But how? Making employees and other resources become more productive, which lowers your cost of output. More production within the same time means overhead spread has happened, so your cost comes down. Focusing everyone's attention on the bottom line, which motivates everyone to work together. People are able to see the improvements in the bottom line, and there is a stake in it for them, and therefore they will unify, everyone will work together, cooperation, freeing time by doing the job right at the right moment first time, okay, which enables greater attention. So attention, this thing, people are oriented towards doing right thing first time, not leaving it for the others to correct errors, etc., and therefore revenue that you generate will be better at a lower cost, so profitability will be better. BPM allows organizations to measure the performance of differentiating process, what differentiates you from the rest, compare them with the competition. It allows you to benchmark, and if the benchmark suggests that there is some scope of improvement within your way of doing things, you adapt to that. That's an adjustment. Furthermore, BPM governance enables. Governance is a set of way of working or way of doing things, etc., do's and don'ts, so to say, enable organizations to make a well-informed decisions and execute rapidly, ensuring that these adjustments are enacted with good thought, alacrity throughout the organization. Means there is a kind of a fire within, you know, that everyone within the organizations, when certain outcome, information, insights are shared, they all get into the desired action. They all cooperate, they all create next level of solution and ready to face and implement. A well-managed BPM process is also not easy to copy. That's the best part. What you collectively did in terms of your process management, well managed, you create, you constantly evolve, continuous improvement that you do, that will create a distinct competitive advantage. It will be much difficult for competition to copy exactly and come close to you. A high-tech company producing compressor, here there is one generic case study that has been given from companies that didn't seem earlier in the market. To stay ahead of such competition, they needed a differentiator. They realized they need a new way to differentiate, and therefore they did the business process management integration. They used this approach to define and roll out a new delivery model which others cannot copy, that, you know, small time customer, and provided those compressor client a management through internet. They used technology to their advantage. Means they created a new process and new way of managing. So then they created that differentiating advantage. So you see how one can. So we have understood various aspects of BPM, PBPM, etc., and how BPM can help you to remain, create a competitive advantage. Thank you.